There were a heat. Air hotter in blood. Baked her skin as she moved. Didn't carry much. Everything she had weighed against how far it'd have to go. Count it. No ship, that were gone down a hole. No swag, bar some rounds that might help her get it back. The rest of it cast off and down the same hole. A bottle, dry meat, tea and a billy, 4 heavy rounds, scope, water catcher, scully and wrap. Coat, boots, shirt and strides, more dust than cloth, would have stood up on their own if she let them. Flint, long knife. The shimmer come off the top of the cracked clay in the gully, always ahead, never getting any closer. No seasons in the desert no more. Blood weight, blood money. It were a dead man's jacket she wore, but that weren't saying much. Once and soon enough, her boots was gonna be on someone else's feet. If they ever found her, that was. She didn't need no talent for seeing the signs, nor the scope to tell her that soon enough she was gonna be with the dust and dead and gone and on the wind. The system were near. She could feel the colour of it coming closer, but she figured she weren't gonna make it this time. On her heels with a reckoner, she were near enough certain. Day after day, walking bad ground that she should have been sailing, waiting for a dust storm to hit that never come. Small mercies. Now this. The heat rising up out of the ground and cooking her boots. Nights of the clearest, star-struck cold she'd ever seen. All the time, he'd been tracking her across the sand. All the way from the glows and the spirals and up, out the earth. Past the bones of them ghostet would have come before her. Scavs and scouts and who knew. Along the flat snow roads where cotton bloom caught against the twisted bushes. Heard tell they was once tended careful. Gone wild now. A score of days walking back. And that Mara. That scare tail picking up her tracks something like the day after that. She'd hit the staked castouts on the sand late yesterday. They never put them out nearer than 3 days' walk, which meant she were getting close. She eyed their dried-up bodies, but the rope and wood weren't worth the taking. Didn't have time for no scavenging now, anyways. The fella following her kept his distance in the heat of the day and closed the gap at night, trailing her and wouldn't get shook. Making up ground over the cracked and parched earth, never close enough to see clear through the scope, but it was him, sure enough. Whatever kind of thing he were. Loped steady, leaned left, carried weight on his right hip, though sling, spear or blade was all rumour. Who knew? Years of hearing his name and she'd never believed he were a real thing. All them scare tales they talked to the system said he ate them he killed. She'd seen plenty of bones down the glows that might have borne the truth of that out. Scavs strung from roof and bough and still more disappeared and never come back. He were taller than her. A coat that might have been near enough the colour of the soil, or just covered in enough of it not to matter anyway. A soft slouch on his head. She could tell by the shape, but maybe it were the heat haze and maybe it were dust, but drawing a bead on him didn't come easy, and it never lasted. He was smoke, mixing with the she-oaks and bluebush, faded in and out of waddies until she felt the fear in her belly, sweat on her palms, and kept moving. By her own reckoning, it wouldn't be long now that she woke in the night with him standing over her, or never woke again. All she could do was keep gunning to the system, and pray the fellas who watched the sand saw her coming and cared enough to get the gate open. Pray for once she ran into another scav or hunters bringing in a load of roos and conies. He might not take her if she made the walls. Some protection, for what it was worth, spilling from the trash and noise and firelight of other souls. Then again, there was rumours he were one of them, that he walked among them in the circles of the system without care, before fading through the iron and disappearing into the red dust that clogged your lungs and made you spit up blood and weep forever. You breathed it long enough. He was something out of dust, out of whirlies and willy-willies, and sometimes she thought she were making him all up. He were the boogeyman, taking kids and old alike, eating up scavs that crossed him out pain away, or Olympic way, or any which way the tale got spun. They was stupid stories to keep the brainless shook and young and scared. She'd never believed him, but when she tried to focus the scope on him and couldn't, she knew what it was. Never seen nothing like it in all her years on the sand. The air had been cold and clear the last few nights, and she'd no need of her wrap, shipless as she were. Still, she'd slept with it stuffed in her mouth in case she cried out, though she reckoned she'd beat that habit a long time. All them stories, but it didn't change there were a fella tracking her and she didn't like being hunted. Didn't sit right at all. There weren't nothing certain but one thing. The Reckoner were coming.